You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Kevin Goldberg reports in the Communications Law blog that webcasting rates for 2016-2020 may be set soon, and he writes webcasters have reasons for optimism. The Copyright Royalty Board is concluding its Webcasting 4 proceeding and has issued two orders so far, and the Register of Copyrights has issued a separate ruling. The CRB has adopted a settlement agreement between Sound Exchange and College Broadcasters Incorporated, which approved terms applying to non-commercial educational webcasters. That agreement is the same as before, with one exception that works in webcasters' favor. CRB also adopted partial settlement negotiated by both Sound Exchange and National Public Radio for public radio broadcasters. Commercial webcasters, though, lack the lobby power of the other two groups and have not made a settlement with the CRB yet. But the Register of Copyrights recently issued a memorandum saying direct licensing agreements between webcasters and record labels can be entered into evidence and considered by the CRB to decide rates. Quote, I'm guessing that CRB's final decision won't appear until mid-December, unquote, Goldberg writes, basing his prediction on when the CRB acted in 2010. Read the complete details about the agreement so far at the Communication Law blog. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC and Wavefarm Radio.